Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. Like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included. Example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, January 22nd, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino dark roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Amazon delivered a blow to the website Parler. The Dems want Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz to get a once-over by the Ethics Committee. And it looks like Trump's made some new friends in Florida. Already one representative wants to name a highway after him. Seven Democratic senators filed a formal complaint Thursday. They were urging the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate GOP Senators Ted Cruz's and Josh Hawley's efforts to overturn the presidential election results. The complaint comes more than 2 weeks after the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It was led by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley lent legitimacy to President Trump's false statements about election fraud by announcing that they would object to the certification of electors on January 6, the senators wrote in a letter to Senate Ethics Committee leaders Chris Coons and James Lankford. Meanwhile, former President Trump has hired an attorney to rep him in his upcoming impeachment trial. He is hiring prominent South Carolina attorney Butch Bowers. Bowers worked for the Justice Department during President George W. Bush's administration, but he's better known for his government work in South Carolina. He will defend Trump after the U.S. House impeached him on charges that he incited the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The Senate, though, has yet to schedule Trump's trial. Amazon's not going to be forced to restore web service to Parler after a federal judge ruled Thursday against a plea to reinstate the fast-growing social media app that's favored by followers of former President Trump. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said she wasn't dismissing Parler's underlying claims against Amazon, but said it had fallen short in demonstrating the need for an injunction forcing it back online. Amazon kicked Parler off its web hosting service on January 11th. In court filings, it said the suspension was a last resort to block Parler from harboring violent plans to disrupt the presidential transition. Our saint of the day, they suffered imprisonment, hunger, racking, and many other tortures and gained the crown of martyrdom. Our quote of the day, you must ask God to give you power to fight against the sin of pride, which is your greatest enemy, the root of all that is evil and the failure of all that is good. For God resists the proud. St. Vincent de Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Mmm, just say the name steak and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my pork beast and butt rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saints of the day are St. Vincent and Anastasius. St. Vincent was born in Spain. He was an earnest student even as a child. He learned the sacred sciences from Valerius, Bishop of Saragossa. And then he took over the work of preaching the gospel, since the bishop couldn't fulfill his preaching office because of an impediment of speech. For this reason, Vincent was reported and brought to Valencia. He suffered imprisonment, hunger, racking, and many other tortures, and gained the crown of martyrdom on the 22nd of January. Anastasius was a Persian monk. He made a pilgrimage to the holy places in Jerusalem. In Palestine, he steadfastly endured imprisonment, and he was imprisoned because of professing his faith in Christ. Soon after, in Persia, he was afflicted by the king with many tortures for the same cause, and he was beheaded, together with 70 other Christians. His relics were first brought to Jerusalem, then taken to Rome, and finally placed in the monastery. A New York State judge has ruled Thursday that State Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit seeking to dissolve the National Rifle Association can go ahead. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Joel Cohen Thursday denied the NRA's motions to dismiss the case, pause it, or even transfer it to another court. Last week, the NRA declared bankruptcy and said it would move its headquarters from New York to Texas. It claims that NRA head Wayne Lapierre took lavish vacations using NRA funding to buy Christmas gifts and misappropriated other funds. Representative Anthony Sabatini from Florida is planning to propose some legislation that would name the U.S. 27 route in Florida as the President Donald J. Trump Highway. Obviously, in honor of the 45th President of the United States, the highway runs through the heartland of Florida in the state that President Trump is now calling home. The 481-mile highway connects the state capital, Tallahassee, to Miami. Representative Sabatini told the Orlando Sentinel that he chose Route 27 because it passes through Lake County, and that's his home district. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.